From Andover to Newton, Jim and Marjorie are on 96.9 Boston Talks.
It is 7:46 in Boston. Marjorie has the day off. We don't know why. And in a second, we're going to be joined by Carl from New Hampshire, who's going to tell us what to do this weekend in and around Boston. But first, to tell you, 9 o'clock today, we will discuss one of these three topics on You Talk, You Decide. You go to 96.9bostontalks.com, you vote, the one with the most votes, what we talk about with Hank, et cetera, et cetera. Here are the three choices. State hands out big raises. Number two, Scarlett Johansson turns down Marine Corps ball. And thirdly, Massachusetts girl hitchhikes 200 miles home to Worcester. The one that gets the most votes that we talk about. Now, joining us on the phone, even though when he heard Marjorie was not here, probably had no interest in being on the radio at all, that would be Carl from New Hampshire. Is that accurate, Carl?
I'm always a little nervous when you and I are alone together.
I know, no, but that's not that kind of alone. But thank you, Carl.
Yeah, no, and you know, well, we don't want to talk about why on the radio. That was a long time ago.
Let's just leave it like that. Now, Carl, before you discuss things going in and around Boston with performers and events that no one ever heard of or ever wants to hear of, are there any movies? I mean, people do movies. Do you know anything about any movies coming out this weekend?
Well, one of my favorite movies is out this weekend, The Smurfs.
Oh.
Yeah, starring Neil Patrick Harris, and it's in 3D. Have you ever seen Neil Patrick Harris in 3D?
No, I have not.
No, well, it's pretty amazing. It's worth it probably just for that. And something called Cowboys and Aliens.
What the hell is that?
It's a movie about cowboys and aliens. With Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
By the way, do you not, I mean, he's like well into his 60s. Do you not find, I mean, be honest here, no one's going to hold it against you. Do you not find him incredibly sexy, even at that advanced age?
He is a sexy man, and he's got that. Is he still with Calista Flockhart, the girl made of pipe cleaners?
No, I mean, by the way, what is wrong with that? Is really a crime. I think he is with Calista Flockhart. Yeah, he bench presses her every morning just to keep limber, so it's okay. I think he is.
Yeah, so to speak.
Now, do you have any, nicely put, you have no idea what Cowboys and Aliens is about, correct?
It's about Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, we went through that. Okay, fine. So the Smurfs movie is opening and Cowboys and Aliens. What else is hot this weekend, Carl, that people actually might want to go to?
What a lineup we've got this weekend. Let's start, first of all, with Craig Ferguson of The Late Late Show at the Wilbur Theater.
He is?
Yeah. That's on the 31st at 8 o'clock, wilburtheater.com. Here's what I'm recommending, too. Imelda May.
Who?
Imelda May.
Who would she be?
She is a spunky Irish singer.
Spunky.
She's at the Brighton Music Hall. Brightonmusichall.com.
Brightonmusichall.com.
Listen to this. A spunky Irish singer that blends rockabilly, jazz, blues, and pop. She's supporting her new album called Mayhem, which chronicles in music the debt ceiling talks of 2011. It's amazing. And
by the way, you've never heard of her. You're reading, which you've never heard of her, correct?
Well, yeah, I have notes, of course.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, you can wander into any Irish bar in Boston after midnight and see lots of spunky Irish singers blending rockabilly, jazz, blues, and pop. It sounds a lot like gargling, in case you've never heard it.
Talking about Mayhem. No, I have, actually. So that's Imelda May, and she's at the Brighton Music Hall. When would that be again, please?
That's on the 30th at 8 o'clock.
Well, that would be tomorrow. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I'm not good with numbers, Jim.
Exactly. Fine. That would be the 30th. That would be tomorrow at 8 o'clock. What else you got going this way? Well, you're not got to go. What else is happening that might entice people to leave their homes, please?
Listen to this. Eva Hess.
No.
Studio work.
What is
that? At the Institute of Contemporary Art.
ICA, one of the greatest museums and one of the greatest additions to Boston ever on the waterfront down there. What's going on?
Yeah, but listen to this. She's a post-minimalist sculptor who works with latex and rubber. And that's amazing because those are the same mediums that Ted Bundy used, I remember. And the Craigslist killer, I think.
By the way, before you go ahead, that's ICA Boston. .org. And by the way, I don't know anything about Eva Hess. If you haven't gone, I'll add my two cents. Not only is it unbelievably beautiful from the outside, it is a beautiful. The New York Times said about a year ago, I'm going to get this slightly wrong, and if you, of course, will have no idea what I'm talking about. It said something like it was the single greatest addition to Boston in decades or something like that, other than maybe the newest Department of Correction facility. It is a spectacular place. I'd go there. What else you got?
Fresh produce. At the Good Life Bar, and don't bring a shopping cart. This is not a vegetable thing. It's a hip-hop reggae band.
It is?
celebrating their fifth anniversary at the Good Life Bar, and a special appearance by Turquoise Jeep.
Who?
Turquoise Jeep.
Who is he?
It sounds like a vehicle to me, but yeah. In context, I think it's a band. I probably won't be at this particular event,
no,
just
what?
So people know.
Yeah. Why's that?
I'm just not a hip-hop reggae type guy.
It's goodlifebar.com, and actually it's tomorrow night at 9:30. You forgot to add that to. Now, is there anybody on this list that anyone has ever heard of? Because, I mean, with all candor, Imelda May, Eva Hess, and Fresh Produce are not, they don't just sort of trip off my tongue. Is there any person or group?
Yeah, there certainly is. And for people like me who don't like the new slick country, but like the old school guys, like, Hank Williams.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
George Jones is at Indian Ranch in Webster, Mass.
By the way, in all seriousness, I thought he was dead. I love George Jones.
I love George Jones, and he's 80 years old. So you really, anyone that's interested, this is a great chance to see a real legend.
Is he really 80 years old?
Yeah, he's 80 years old. He's at the Indian Ranch in Webster, Mass. I mean, if you like old school country music, you got to see this guy.
By the way, he really is great. I haven't heard him in years. That's Sunday at 2:00, IndianRanch.com. You know, speaking of old performers, on a serious note, I've told you this before. A good friend of mine runs Farm Aid, which is, you know, is the group that helps family farmers. That, you know, the board is Willie Nelson and Neil Young and Dave Matthews and John Mellencamp. Willie Nelson, who is he 80 years old? Speaking of 80, how old is he? Late 70s or something?
Yeah, at least.
Not only is he unbelievable, if people haven't heard this before, he was in our studio about 3 years ago, and he sang a love song, maybe at 75 years old, to Marjorie from what was his latest. Was it The Great Divide? I can't remember what the name of the album was. It was maybe the sexiest thing I've ever heard or seen in my life. So just because this George Jones guy is 80, don't assume that he's sort of, you know, jumped the shark, to use that tired expression kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I remember that Willie Nelson.
You do, really?
Yes, by the way, yes, I do.
Well, that's very nice to hear. So George Jones, we've actually heard of, unlike everything else. Well, Craig Ferguson, we've heard of too. What else you got going, Carl?
Here's probably my favorite, the Lowell Folk Festival.
That's actually a pretty famous deal. When's that, and what's the deal with that?
Yeah, that's today, I think, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in downtown Lowell, lowellfolkfestival.org. But listen to this lineup. They've got Ethiopian folk music, bluegrass by Michael Cleveland and the Flame Keeper, and polka.
No.
Polka, but listen to who's doing the polka. It's Stanky and the Coal Miners. And in case you've never heard Ethiopian folk music...
No, I haven't yet. I've heard it's good.
You can try sticking a pencil into a running fan, and if you like that noise, you'll probably like Ethiopian folk music.
That sounds fabulous. Now, if I were to say to you, which I'm about to say, of all the things you've told us, Smurf movies coming out, Cowboys and Aliens, which you know nothing about, Craig Ferguson at the Wilbur, Eva Hess at the ICA with, you know, whatever, with whips and whatever she's bringing, George Jones, all these, what is the one thing, if people say I can only do one thing this weekend, Carl from New Hampshire, what would be the thing that you'd pick?
I would probably try to do a combination and see if I could get Stanky and the Coal Miners and Harrison Ford to go see George Jones with me.
Yeah, I think that actually would be...
That's what I'd like to do.
Are you appearing anywhere this weekend with Spanky or anybody else?
I'm not appearing anywhere this weekend. I've got the weekend off, and then after that, things will be picking up again.
Well, we'll talk to you about it. Carl from New Hampshire, thank you kindly for your weekend preview.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Every Friday at 7:45, Carl, actually, some of these are useful contributions to the whole weekend planning kind of thing. Thank you, Carl. You'll hear him again next Friday at 7:45.